The Waikiki Aquarium has joined a handful of other attractions across the state in the slow, careful process of reopening amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. The aquarium closed its doors in mid-March over ongoing safety concerns, and in the months following its temporary closure, reported spending roughly $2 million just to keep the facility operating. Now, as the iconic attraction begins welcoming back visitors, the aquarium's director, Andrew Rossiter, hopes that the new health and safety guidelines will offer a safe, socially distanced experience. He spoke with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about changes made to the facility in response to the pandemic.
We've been looking for the earliest opportunity to open the aquarium under safe circumstances, and as a way of acknowledging the great efforts that the healthcare community has made, not only during the COVID crisis, but on a day-to-day basis, we had a free entry for healthcare members for the entire week.
So what do you think some of the key challenges that exhibit-based attractions like aquariums are going to be facing going forward?
Well, if I can take that back a few months, the big challenge is for institutions such as ourselves is that we can't just walk away and switch the lights off and come back 3 months later. So everything has been up and running as per normal in terms of life support systems, pumps, filters, etc., during the entire time. And that has been compounded on the other side of the equation by no income during that period.
Yeah, I believe the aquarium saw a pretty significant loss of revenue per month while it was closed. Those diamond head luaus might also affect the income taken in by the aquarium for the near future.
Absolutely. We're part of the University of Hawaii, and we're probably unique within the UH system in that we're basically a business. So our income is derived through gate receipts, which is people visiting, funds from the gift shop, and as you noted, funds from facility rentals, after-hour rentals, which includes the Diamond Head Luau.
And yet, from what I understand, you've kept the price of admissions consistent. What was the decision behind that?
I can't justify raising prices to come in to see something today that was the same as people saw yesterday at a lower price. If I were able to improve and expand upon the exhibits in the aquarium, then yes, I think it would be justified to charge more to come in. But just to be fair to the community and to all visitors, actually, I can't justify an increase in admission fees under present circumstances.
Well, it's certainly very customer-friendly, but are there any worries about fiscal viability going forward with a decision like that?
Huge, huge worries. This three-month hiatus cost us, in terms of money going out and lack of money that would have been coming in, it's cost us about $2 million. And when you consider that our annual budget is running just a little over three, you can see how drastic that's been. So we've had to draw upon funds that I'd put aside. I've been saving over many, many years here for future projects at the aquarium, the potential small expansions, new exhibits, etc. And now we're drawing upon that. So essentially we're eating away at the future of the aquarium just to stay alive at the moment.
Well, like you said, that's no small amount of money to scoff at. Are there any plans to recoup those losses?
The only way we can recoup is continue as is. But the big challenge now is that because of the COVID crisis and the safety measures we've implemented, we are only allowing in 50 visitors per hour. Whereas prior to that, it would vary during the day, of course, but it was about 100, 120 on average. So we're way, way down on our maximum potential revenue stream per hour.
Now, while that certainly correlates to a lower revenue stream, there are some saying that a less crowded, for instance, museums, zoos, and aquariums would make for a better individual experience for the people going there in the first place. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's very, very pleasant to wander through the galleries now without bumping into people and people stepping in front of you to see the exhibits. It's great. And this is not a financially viable comment, but I really, really enjoyed it when the aquarium was closed because I had the whole aquarium galleries to myself.
Now, have you been in touch with other operators of public attractions about the best practices regarding health and safety, and did those conversations inform your decision
right
to reopen?
From the middle of March, there's a group of aquarium directors and curators on the mainland, and another group joined in as well. And we've been having weekly meetings and identifying the optimal procedures moving forward. Thankfully, some of them implemented their openings earlier than ours, and so those of us who were later learned from the mistakes that the early openers encountered.
Do you hope that you can set a precedent of health and safety for other attractions in the future?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're probably overzealous here, actually, which is not a bad thing in this under these circumstances. But yeah, I think it will be a good guideline for other operations to look at when they're considering opening.
In terms of outreach efforts, what has it been on the part of the aquarium on letting people know that it's back up and running again and they can go and see these exhibits?
Okay, we've got a website, waikikiaquarium.org. We've got a Friends of the Waikiki Aquarium supporters group. They've all been notified. Members have been notified. We've had a couple of articles in the press and news releases, those kind of things. The great thing is that people have been coming up to the aquarium for the past month on the off chance that it was open, asking when it was going to open. So there's obviously a need, especially in these times, to visit somewhere that's air-conditioned, safe, and enjoyable.
Now, I'd just like to get your thoughts on what you feel is the importance of reopening these big, iconic public attractions at a time like this, the idea of giving residents safe distraction during these times.
I think you've already answered the question there. It is a safe place to come. It's an enjoyable place to come. It'll maybe give people an opportunity to spend more time here than they would otherwise. Look at the tanks in detail and redevelop or expand upon an interest in the marine life around these islands. It's pretty special. You know, roughly one-third of the fish species found around Hawaii are found here and nowhere else in the world. So getting little facts over like that to people will hopefully encourage them to pay greater heed to the value of the marine life around Hawaii.
Now, Andrew, any final thoughts on the reopening?
I'm pleased it's happening. I've been through the galleries a couple of times. We may increase the number admitted per hour. We'll give it another week or so just to check, but 50 was very, very comfortable in there. There was no congestion and people were following the rules, so we may kick it up to 60.
Is there any consideration of the state and county guidelines on that matter?
Yeah, we pay attention to the CDC and the state and county guidelines. Yeah, absolutely. So as long as people can maintain a 6-foot distance inside the aquarium, which we've measured out, there's a one-way route through the aquarium which people have to follow, so there's no looping back and getting mixed up in another group or with other individuals. Everybody has to wear a face mask while inside the galleries. You're welcome to take it off when you go outside, but the only exception to that is children under 2.
Andrew Rossiter, thank you so much for all this information. Glad to hear that the Waikiki Aquarium is back up and running and hoping that all those people who were beating down the door while it was closed go in and buy some tickets.
Wonderful. Thank you, Harrison. Appreciate it greatly.
That was Waikiki Aquarium Director Andrew Rossiter and the conversation's Harrison Patino talking about the facility's reopening, which happened late last month.